experience been like advertising on KHNC?
Yeah, it's been great. One of the best decisions I ever made, I think. So, you know, and yeah, I was happy to do it. It's been great. The listeners here, I'm telling you, I've done ads all over the place. The one thing that I can always count on is these listeners. They are some of the most supportive people I've ever met. They're great. They come in. They're repeat customers. I love doing business here, and I love the audience here.
Call 970-587-5003.
This is Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. You can hear me now on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com from 11 to 1, Monday through Friday, and at 6 a.m. daily on 1360 KHNC AM radio. Please join me. Thank you, Rick Rodriguez.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. America's Freedom Network has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the AFN-endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Click on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. This could very possibly be the life-changing moment you've been waiting for. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Join me for my America First radio show, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 a.m. and Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
The real cost of the state is the prosperity we do not see, the jobs that don't exist, the technologies to which we do not have access, the businesses that do not come into existence, and the bright future that is stolen from us. The state has looted us just as surely as a robber who enters our home at night and steals all that we love. Frederick Bastiat.
Need pain relief? Gresca's topical mist spray-on water-based carbon 60 suspension quickly absorbs into the skin, penetrating into muscles and joints to help reduce oxidative stress and inflammation. Spray it on to mist away your pain. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Be sure to tell them that Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good morning. Welcome to the Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez, December 30th, 2024. We're running out of time. This is New Year's Eve. And the world is burning down. And the nations are fighting to survive, to protect themselves from empire. I'm going to begin with an article, and then I'll just give you a thought This was yesterday out of the Jerusalem Post. During the last week, Israel has once again began extensive and intense operations in the Gaza Strip. They found 2.5 miles of tunnel, which they destroyed in one area. They've gone in. I think now they've taken out a few more commanders. More of the terrorists. They bombed had to go into a hospital and removed terrorists that were once again entrenched in a hospital. They have begun another operation, and I believe this operation is going to bring the occupation of the extreme terrorists in the Gaza Strip to an end. And Benjamin Netanyahu, you know, everyone is screaming for a hostage deal. They want the hostages to be returned. Our government, the Israeli government, other nations, humanitarian groups, they want Hamas to turn over the remaining hostages and bodies to the nation of Israel. Benjamin Netanyahu said there's no hostage deal because Hamas doesn't want one. The government ministers were told that Hamas has returned to demanding an end to the war as a condition for the deal. You end the war, we'll give back the hostages. That won't happen because they really don't want a deal. A ceasefire and hostage deal has not been reached yet because Hamas, quote, does not want there to be a deal, according to Benjamin Netanyahu on Sunday. The situation is less optimistic. The message conveyed to ministers was that the negotiations for the hostage deal again were stuck. There's not going to be any kind of a deal in the Gaza Strip. This is just part of a regional conflict. This is just one aspect of the internal conflict in the nation of Israel. The second conflict is in the West Bank. The war that we're witnessing in the Middle East right now, this regional war in Lebanon, Syria, it's expanded into Syria, with the Houthis in Yemen, with what's happening in the Gaza Strip. This is a 3,000-year-old prophecy. The conclusion or the fulfillment of a 3,000-year-old prophecy in Psalm 83. In Psalm 83, it is a war within the nation of Israel to remove terrorists and in the surrounding area, a war to remove terrorists, those who want to bring about a genocide on the Jewish people and an ethnic cleansing, removing the thought of Israel as a nation and their history. In Syria, this Muhammad al-Julani, in the last 4 days, he has stated that he would like to bring about a truce, a treaty with Israel. I call it a Islamic caliphate. that is now ruling in Syria. Bashar al-Assad, he was brutal because he had to be. The terrorists that were housed, entrenched in Syria, had to be removed. And Assad, he did what was necessary to keep his nation, you know, stable. With the assistance of Russia and Iran. Well, now that he is removed, there is a talk of about 9,000 Syrians that are wanting to return to Syria again. I don't understand it. It is a right now it's a society that is an upheaval. It's a the region is unstable. Russia, out of Sputnik News, out of Sputnik News International, this was on Saturday, there was an article, quote, U.S. and U.K. seek to force Russia out of Syria to further destabilize the Middle East, according to a CIA veteran. Outgoing Biden administration and the British leadership are looking to maintain chaos in the Middle East while regarding the Russian military presence in Syria as a force hindering their plans. The Russia's foreign intelligence stated CIA and MI6 developing plans to organize a series of terrorist attacks on Russian military facilities in Syria. Quote, this is just one more egregious example of the U.S. poking the bear. And up to this point, the bear has not eaten the poker. Quote, CIA intelligence officer Larry Johnson. The United States and its allies believe that they can inflict enough damage on Russia that'll put it out of Syria. I'll return. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
This is Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, and when I'm back home in Colorado, I've got my radio tuned to AM 1360. If you want the unbiased truth and the very best in talk radio, tune to AM 1360, the roar of the Rockies.
Hello, KHNC listeners. Thank you for tuning in and supporting our station. We couldn't do this without you. Want to support us even more? Head over to our online store at 1360khnc.com. I'm sure you've heard Tammy talk about her preferred collagen. Well, we have it available for you now on our website. Take it daily to reduce joint pain, improve mobility, and support overall bone health. Take it daily to help your hair and nails grow faster and stronger. Take it daily for firmer skin, reducing appearance of wrinkles and fine lines. It's simple. Just click on the Natural Health Products button at 1360khnc.com.
It's time for the Deaf Blind Potter Show with your host, Kelvin Crosby.
Join Kelvin Crosby and his millions of followers Tuesdays at 5 p.m. right here on AM 1360, the roar of the Rockies.
Here's the deal. If you would like to noticeably increase the amount of business you're doing, call us here at AM 1360. KHNC is not just any radio station. Our listenership has grown tremendously over the past year or so because of all the quality programming that's been added. Programs such as the Dan Bongino Show, which KHNC is one of only three stations in Colorado licensed to air the show. Our listener engagement time averages over 3 hours, and our rates are about half of other stations, even though in most cases we have more listeners. Call us at 970-587-5003, and we will schedule you to come on the air free of charge to tell the listeners all about your business. We will also cut a custom commercial for you to be played during the breaks while you are on the air. So again, if you want to try something that will noticeably increase the amount of business you're doing, call us at 970-587-5003.
Monday through Friday, the Present Truth program on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Podcasts archived on 1360KHNC.com. So weekly, 11 to 1, the Present Truth program. So the United States and the UK are, their plan is to destabilize the area by involvement in Syria, by forcing Russia out of the region. Russia is not going to leave. Russia is going to remain. Russia is going to actually entrench itself even more. The United States, going back to prior to the Obama administration, has eyed Syria. The United States, for this reason, we need, because we're at such a distance, we need a, you might say, we need to occupy, America needs to occupy the Middle East. This is a British plan, American plan. Israel or Syria? Israel or Syria? Which? Syria was the decision made by Obama. Because this way, with our presence in Syria, we can expand our military foothold. And then, with the European nations, by our having a foothold and a huge presence in the Middle East, then we can target the nation of Russia. It didn't go according to plan. The United States has used the UK and European nations, the NATO countries, to provoke Russia. If the United States, if we could have had a military force in the Middle East, we could have provoked not only from Western Ukraine, from the West, we could have provoked from the South. This is why Syria is a, you might say, a desired area for the United States. The world, we are in the wars that Jesus Christ stated would occur in the years prior to his coming, his second coming. In Afghanistan, Pakistan. This is exactly what Christ said would happen, because there would be a, there would be these powers that would have to engage in the objective being an objective, and that objective being world hegemony. America, for the last 100 years, for the most part, we have had a hegemonic rule on the nations, partially military, mostly economically. Now, through technology, you have China, who was developing, and China is not in a state of development. There's the at the UN, these individuals say that, you know, China is a developing, no longer a second world nation. Russia, through Vladimir Putin, has once again recovered from the dismembering of the Soviet Union with the other nations with Russia. Russia now as a nation solo, you might say, steering the seas of an international sea waters, is a power. Now, you also have Islam. This is the new religion, or I'll say, this is the new gorilla on the block. Islam, viewing the United States, Russia, and China, has now been forced to, you might say, throw its hat in the ring also. It's come to the table. It's down at the poker table. They've taken a seat, and they're anteing up, and they're putting something in the pot. They have never had an opportunity like now. The Islamic, this religion, Islam, because of the United Nations, through the plans, organized plans, Rockefeller plans, Islam, the immigrants coming out of the Middle East, out of Africa, are now worldwide. They're in Mexico. They're in South America. The only place that they're really not is in Asia, in China. The Chinese have absolutely put up a barrier against the Muslim religion. You have war in Afghanistan now and Pakistan. It is a war. It is a religion. I don't know if they're what religion it is, the Muslim religion in Pakistan. I think it's Shia. But you have the Sunni in Afghanistan. Now they're engaged in a battle. What's the objective? In my view, the objective is India. Because if they can take over that region, they have ports, and they can move either north, northwest, northeast into Asia, or they can move down into India. Islam now is at war with the world. Islam is at war with the West, at war with China, at war with Russia. This is exactly what Christ said would happen. Eventually, in 2025, this next year, in 2023, a 3,000-year-old prophecy, Psalm 83, the regional conflict that we're viewing in the Middle East right now with Israel, in Lebanon, in Syria, across the strait there into Yemen. There's also a little conflict in Iraq to some degree. And there's the conflict with Iran. Iran is having to hold fast, especially now that Assad is no longer in power in Syria. Because of Assad's disappearance, because of his being exiled in Russia, Iran has no way to supply Hamas or Hezbollah to the West. That weapon supply line has been eliminated. They're not being able to supply Hamas in Gaza, along the Mediterranean, through Egypt. Israel has located the tunnels going from Egypt into the Gaza Strip and pretty much eliminated those lines also. Hamas, this Psalm 83 war is going to come to an end early in this next year. It will be complete. When Damascus is destroyed, this is a different prophecy in two chapters in the book of Amos, chapter 1, in Isaiah chapter 17, Damascus is going to be destroyed. There'll be no more diplomatic center for the terrorist groups in the Middle East. Their headquarters, you might say a neutral headquarters, was in Damascus. Damascus is going to end, is going to be destroyed with fire. Right at the same time, Israel will have a battle, a war, brief war, with present-day Jordan, and Jordan will lose. Israel will take over the landmass of present-day Jordan. This is coming early this coming year. Then, presently, there is another prophecy that is in play. It's in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. For those that are not Christians, you may not understand what I'm saying from the perspective of the Bible, but you will understand what I'm saying through my discussing Russia, Iran, Turkey, Syria, Western Saudi Arabia, the nation of Jordan, the West Bank, the Gaza Strip. You'll understand that. There are prophecies that affect every nation that I just mentioned to you. There's the prophecy of Psalm 83, which is the conflict, a separate prophecy of the destruction of Damascus, a separate prophecy concerning Russia and Turkey, Iran, and two nations out of North Africa, Ethiopia and Libya. And those nations I just mentioned are going to go to bring their armies into the area that is known as present-day Jordan next summer. They are right now, Russia and Iran, being pushed by Britain and the United States in Syria, and France to some degree, and some of the other European countries. Russia is being, Vladimir Putin is being stretched beyond what he's capable of. He's going to be forced to, in the battle on the board, he's going to have to make adjustments. Ukraine is going to, for the most part, either come to a standstill or just completely, it's going to end. But Vladimir Putin must focus on the Middle East now. I'll return. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, podcast 1360khnc.com. Podcast section, Present Truth site.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 10 to 1 for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
Thank you. radio listeners. This is Tammy from Naturally Inspired Radio. When it comes to knowing about Medicare insurance for my audience, I connect them to Steve. Big changes are coming to Medicare in 2025, and you need to be prepared. Steve is Northern Colorado's most trusted Medicare expert and health plan specialist. I know that Steve will take care of you.
This is Steve. Don't navigate these changes alone. I'm here to make Medicare simple and work for you.
Call Steve Mallett today at 970-592-5673, 970-592-5673. Get the help you need today. You can always connect to Steve at naturallyinspiredradio.com/Medicare.
Not affiliated with or endorsed by the government or federal Medicare program. Call now to speak with a licensed insurance agent.
Did you know that 85% of consumers prefer local natural beef? At Pumpkin Creek Ranch, our cattle roam free on lush pastures raised without hormones or antibiotics. The result? Juicy, tender beef that's perfect for your family dinners, barbecues, and special occasions. Support local, eat natural, and taste the difference with Pumpkin Creek Ranch beef. Call 970-658-0176 or visit pumpkincreekranchco.com. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED for our special offer.
You can now listen to hours 1 and 2 of The Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Right. So in 2025, or early in the year, I think before spring, from this point until the end of the resistance, or there's going to be an end to Hamas's resistance in Gaza. Israel is going to... The campaign now began, I think, last week. This will be the campaign to remove these people, the terrorists, the extreme terrorists, the Arabs. Over the weekend, it was documented, tons, thousands, millions of tons of aid that has gone into Gaza from the beginning of the conflict over a year ago. 12, 14 months ago, much of this aid is stored in these big areas, was never handed out to the Gazan, to the Arab people. They're not Gazans. They live in Gaza. They're Arabs. They're not Palestinians. No such thing as a Palestinian. Let's break the power of that lie. All of this aid sitting in pallets, stacked. You have to get a ladder to climb to the top to sit on the, it's like a building, and you could sit on, you could play tennis on top of some of these piles of aid, water and fuel and kerosene, lamp oil, there's food, you name it. And UNRWA, the UN, Red Cross, Catholic Charities, all the charities from all of these countries, from India, that have been helping or attempting to help these civilians, they know about all of this aid that is sitting in pallets. Not pallets. In containers and trucks and... Now that was an eye-opener. And Israel has repeatedly stated to the world news, we are not hindering aid from reaching these people. We're not interfering with that. The gates are open. We're trying to protect what goes in from Hamas. And the talk of the Gazans who are starving to death. I have yet to see one child that looks like one of these children in Africa that is emaciated with their arms and legs the size of a tennis ball in thickness. Just long, thin, emaciated arms and legs, and their temples, concave, and their jaws. No, there is no starvation in the Gaza Strip. The leaders and the soldiers in the Gaza Strip, they're being taken care of. They're being fed. They're getting plenty of what they need as far as calories per day. Some are getting some of the leaders that have met their fate at the end of a bomb, a drone strike. They are, I would say, 15% to 20% overweight. They're not eating lamb ribs. They're eating the whole side of the lamb. So these are lies that have been presented through all of the Hamas news network, all of the humanitarian companies that have their news broadcast internationally. Who is committing genocide? It's not Israel. The terrorists, these Islamic leaders, are committing genocide. And who are the victims? Their own people, the Arab people. Because there's money to be made in the suffering of the Arab people in the Gaza. Millions and millions and billions of dollars. Programs are being funded. Salaries are being paid. It's not going to last much longer because Israel is going to finish this war. The Psalm 83 war is about to be complete. The prophecy is almost completed. Jordan must be taken over, the real estate given to Israel. Then that prophecy is over. The next two prophecies of Damascus in Amos chapter 1 and Isaiah chapter 17, that prophecy is going to be fulfilled early next year. And guess what? Once Turkey allowed and was encouraging this removal of Assad, allowing this caliphate and all of these terrorists to converge into Syria, don't think that they have noble intentions. They don't. Their intentions are directed at Israel, and those intentions are nefarious. They are evil. Netanyahu is not buying it. Then, next summer, and already, like I stated at the end of that last segment, Vladimir Putin, his focus now is shifting to Syria. And Vladimir Putin, Turkey, Iran, they are now going to sit at the helm of this ship. And their strategy is to arm with as much equipment and arms as possible, because they're going to move into the Middle East into the nation of Jordan, heavily armed, so they can continue to occupy for a year, two, or three. They're going to arm themselves, and they're going to bring everything that is needed to occupy. Even if the supply lines are cut off, they will continue the operation to occupy and to move and eventually control anything and everything that happens in the Middle East. And who is going to supply them while they're there? The nation of Israel, with everything that they need to eat, clothing, whatever it may be. This is what these nations are planning to do. They're all going to plan, and the war effort is going to change. They're going to arm for conflict in the Middle East. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, I'll return.
Stop. Clinically proven to stop bleeding in seconds. From minor cuts to large bleeding wounds, tear open the package and pour directly into the wound. Apply direct pressure and bleeding stops in seconds. It works for people on blood thinners, doesn't sting, is hypoallergenic, and is sterile. Bleed Stop. Safe in the wound.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button at the top of the page and scroll down to Bleed Stop. 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button.
Stay tuned for information on how you can save almost $20 per bag of Tahibo Tea.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it has fungal anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the new Tahibo Tea button at the top of the page to access pricing you've never seen before now.
Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen.
Save $12.50 per bag on 4 bags and save $18.75 per bag on 8 bags. Simply click on the Tahibo Tea button at the top of the page at 1360khnc.com.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button, and then scroll down to EMP Shield. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Natural Health Products button at the top of the page.
Before the breathing air is gone, they're going to tax the air that you breathe. They're going to tax every breath that you take, every move that you make. I think that's from a song. Well, Vladimir Putin is planning a trip into the Middle East, along with Iran, who is already there. This is a prophecy, Saul, in Ezekiel chapter 38, 39. And the United States will be there. And they're coming to acquire a great country called Israel. By the time, at the time that they come, Israel will have finished all of the regional wars, will have been victorious. I think when Putin comes, I believe it will be Vladimir Putin, they're going to, with the all these armies, and right now in Ethiopia, the military is Islamic. In Libya, the military is Islamic. In Turkey, Islamic. Iran, Islamic. And then Russia is a Russian Orthodox. They have one common denominator, the hatred of the Jewish people. Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, just like the destruction of Damascus, is because of the hatred of the kings and the rulers that lived in Damascus for thousands of years, that always caused hardship, brought hardship upon the Jewish people. In the area, in the Gaza Strip, there was a nation called the Philistines. They were always at war with the Jewish people. The children of Lot, Ammon, and Ed, and Moab, they were, even though they were the great nephews of Abraham, they were at war with Jacob's children. Esau, the half-brother of, or the twin brother of Jacob, has always been at war with his brother. This is the greatest hatred recorded in the Bible, is Esau and Jacob. The hatred of Esau would be a 3,000-year, 3,700-year hatred. 3,700 years of hatred toward your brother and all the families. Then there would be Abraham's first son through the wife Hagar, or through his concubine, his wife's concubine Hagar, Egyptian. She has a child, Ishmael, who becomes his lineage. The families now are the lineages of Saudi Arabia. All these family members and the nations surrounding Israel that have been at war with Israel for 3,000 years plus 3,700 years are being punished for the hatred against the Jewish people. There are Jewish people that are true Jews in Israel. And the war is, yes, there are those that are not. You may have some, what you may term Khazarian or Ashkenazi or others that may be a blend, whatever. You do have a Zionist movement that is a false Zionist movement, which is the globalist of the West, Rockefeller, Rothschild, rulers of King of England type of supposed Jews who are not. They want to set up Zion. They're Zionists. They want to set up their Zion in Israel and rule the world from Israel. But then you have the true Jewish people in Israel who are Zionists because they love the land. It was given to them by their God. And their God lives in his holy Zion in the third heavens. But there is a mountain, the mountain that they call Zion, right there in Jerusalem. So you do have these conflict with those who say they are Jews and aren't, and those who are the recipient of all the hatred throughout 3,700 years. Then you have the hatred of Iran, Ethiopia, Libya, Turkey, and Russia, and the hatred, once again, anti-Semitic, true Jewish hatred of the children of Jacob. And they, as a Confederate group, are going to attack in 2025. And they are going to be destroyed. They are going to be eliminated. But in the process of coming down for this major war, they're going to bring bombs and bullets, and you cannot believe what they're going to bring into that area. They're planning to stay forever. So they're bringing, I mean, I'm talking about, I'll finish the thought. I'll return. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
You've heard of Support Your Local Sheriff? Well, we're asking you to support your local radio station. And now you can do that with just a click of a button. Tahibo Tea, My Kind CBD, Modair Collagen, My Patriot Supply, Life Wave Patches, Bleed Stop, and more all in one place. Just go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button at the top of the page, and you've got one-stop shopping. Now you can quickly and easily purchase all the great products we back and sell by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button at the top of the page. Thank you for your support.
Every 2 minutes, a child becomes a victim of sex trafficking in the U.S. It's happening right now. Don't turn off the radio or change the channel. Don't cover your kids' ears, no matter how much you want to ignore it. Child trafficking is real. In fact, it's happening in your town. And you know what our greatest weapon against child trafficking is? It's our children. It's time to act with PACT. That's Partners Against Child Trafficking. PACT works to teach students how to identify the warning signs of child trafficking so they can help other vulnerable kids around them. PACT student ambassadors receive in-depth training on the issue and design a project to raise awareness, reduce victimization, and disrupt demand. Visit PACT.city to start donating today. That's PACT.city. And for as little as $5 a month, you can help end child exploitation.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
Next hour, I'm going to discuss the old world is dying, a new world is yet to be born. You're watching an old world dying. When Russia comes, they're going to bring, I was mentioning earlier in the program this hour, they found, I don't know how many million metric tons of supplies that have been stored in Gaza. And for the Arab people that never reached them. Well, this is what Russia, Iran, Turkey, they're going to bring millions of metric tons of supplies, weapons, fuel, things that you can turn to fuel, to run industry. And in Ezekiel 38 and 39, it's very detailed. It says that there's going to be enough fuel, or what is needed to run the economy in Jordan once Israel takes that area and occupies it for 7 years. For 7 years, they will have what they need. Can you imagine the amount of supplies coming? I would hope that it would be not this coming summer, the year following. It could be, I doubt it. To be safe, I'm saying this Russian war with the Allies is going to take place in 2025. I'm really hoping that I'm wrong in my time calculations. I believe Christ is coming in 2032. And the way that things are moving, I can't see Christ hindering, or I can't see him delaying his return to 2033. Evil in the world. The evil right here in this country. Here, Donald Trump wins an election. He's fighting to be sworn in. The evil that is happening daily. All of the forces of darkness I'm telling you, the Satanists, the witches, the warlocks, the whole occult family in this country, they are performing ritual daily to keep Trump out of office, to keep him from being sworn in as president. Because Donald Trump is a threat to the kingdom of darkness, to the pedophiles, to those that have committed treason against America, etc., etc., etc. I'll return for hour two in a few minutes. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez podcast, archived on 1360khnc.com both hours.
Before hiring a realtor from a big corporation who outsources their jobs and pays little to no taxes, ask yourself, what do you really want in a realtor? You need a realtor who is honest and has integrity, a realtor who is focused on the client's bottom line, not the realtor's bottom line, who provides personable, over-